Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Welcome, precious one, to this program that is designed with you in mind, to cause you to walk in God's supernatural working power and to be established in the Word of God. I want to take you into our program today and get ready to be blessed. Even as we were blessed, you will never be the same.
Now, today's episode.
It is the Word of God. It has the power to change my life and to give me an inheritance amongst all the saints. I'm not a hearer only, but I'm a doer of the word. Wave your Bible at me and shout hallelujah. This is our month of the renewal of our health. It's exactly 1 year. Still not good enough. Exactly 1 year since we relaunched ourselves, and we are evaluating ourselves, and so it's a very important and special month for us. If you are ready for the word of God, lift up one hand. Let's share a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's time to declare your word. Your word is already anointed. I ask that you anoint these lips of clay, grant me utterance, make me a blessing to your people, in Jesus' name, and will the saints say amen. Ministry to the pattern God gave to the church is that the church will do a public meeting and a private meeting. And so there will be a public gathering like this, the celebration service, and there will be a house meeting. In acceptation, very important. You've driven them away. God expects that his shepherds will not drive away the flock. Now, one of the ways of keeping the flock is to visit them. Amen? It's one of the ways. So, church members must be visited. Church members need to be visited. And church members want to be visited. So, God wants the shepherds to visit his sheep. The truth of the matter is, the more sheep are visited, the healthier they grow. When you understand the dynamics of rearing sheep, and my father had a few. My father had some livestock. He had sheep, he had goats, he had rabbits. And I remember when I was about 11, we used to live at, he had left the army, and he had become the work superintendent at Shah Hills. And, you know, those of us guys in the house, every morning we had to wake up, and those days from Shah Hills, if you wanted good grass for the sheep and the goats and the rabbits, they eat a lot of grass. And when they eat, they also produce a lot. And so we have to take a tractor by 5:30 a.m. and then come with the tractor to Afienya and come and cut grass. Because in those days, Afienya was not as developed as it is today. There was bush. And we have to come and cut the grass and go and feed the sheep and the goats. But the sheep, in feeding them, the ones that you attend to most regularly, always grew healthier. And you know, God likens his people to sheep. In the same way, sheep that are visited grow healthier spiritually. Give me a believing amen. And the visit must not be just one time. It must be continuous. So cell leaders are not to abandon the sheep by neglecting to visit them. Cell leaders must visit their sheep. Amen. Oh, let me hear you say, cell leaders must visit their sheep. If you are a cell leader, you've not been visiting the sheep, you should be feeling guilty. Amen. I say you should be what? Feeling guilty. Many of the problems of the church people cannot be solved at church, and neither by just a phone call. There are problems church people have. The only way those spiritual problems can be taken care of is by visitation. And the truth of the matter is, people have many problems. Amen? People have many problems. There are times somebody wants somebody to just listen to them. And our normal gathering service, which is the celebration service of Sunday, is probably 2.5 hours. And after, for instance, after the first service, the day we are on time in closing, that is 8:30. So we have about 30 minutes to relate and things. And, you know, when people, I mean, in my office, for instance, when people come to me on Sunday, while they are there, no, my aides will come and tell you, I can't stop that. People are talking, mind up. Amen? So, and it's the same thing with all the our pastors on Sunday. So the reality of the matter is that Sunday cannot take care of all the problems of the people. And so it is very important that the church members are visited. In Ecclesiastes chapter 34 and verse 4. Ecclesiastes 34 verse 4. It says, the weak, he's talking about his shepherds. He says, the weak you have not strengthened, nor have you healed those who were sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back what was driven away, nor sought what was lost. But with force and cruelty you have ruled them. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. So God is blaming his shepherds here, his pastors, his cell leaders, his elders, his deacons. He's blaming them, the leadership. He's saying, because you have not strengthened those that are weak, because you have not heal the sick. How do you heal the sick? By praying with them. Because you've not bound the broken. There are people that are broken. They get broken. And there are times people go through things. Now, I've heard people say that I was sick and nobody visited me. The problem is, there are some of you don't belong to any cell. And if you don't belong to any cell, when you get sick, there's nobody you can tell. And I've heard some people say that, hey, and I belong to a big church, but when I was sick, nobody visited me. There are times I watch the announcements. When they are announcing, they say, brother so-so-and-so is marrying sister so-so-and-so, brother so-so-and-so from the meeters and greeters, or the ushering department, prayer warriors, technical department, is marrying sister so-so-and-so. And they just say, sister so-so-and-so. Or sister so-so-and-so from the choir. And from information or social media department is marrying brother so-so-and-so. And they just say, brother so-so-and-so. And that brother so-so-and-so doesn't belong to any cell, doesn't belong to any department, is not anywhere in the church. So that person just comes to the church and goes back. And some of them say that, hey, and I go to the church and I don't have any friend. And they are proud to say, I don't have any friend. Wow, boom. You come to church, you don't have any friend, and you are proud about it. Boom, say boom, boom, boom. You know boom in English? That means you are boom. Because the Bible says, he who has friends must show himself friendly. Now, you don't have any friend because you have not shown yourself friendly. When we close from church, you made your face as if you have been baptized in acid. You didn't laugh, you didn't smile to anybody, you didn't greet anybody. And when somebody was greeting you, you intentionally did not see. And you are saying, nobody greeted me. Who did you greet? Ask the person sitting by you, who did you greet? Ask the other person, who did you smile to? This morning, when you came to church, the person sitting by you, did you even, when you sat in the church, did you say, hello, how are you? How are you? You just came and you sat, and immediately you intentionally made yourself very holier than thou. You sat down and then you sat. When we were even taking the offering, you didn't take the opportunity to say hello to the person sitting on the left and on the right. And then you go back home and you say, I went to church and nobody greeted me. Who did you greet? Amen? If you come to a church like this and you don't have a friend, wow, boom, pa! You not just born this one, I've added pa! That means serious to the, in mathematics, there are times you have to say that with, to the what degree? Amen. So you must show yourself friendly. So the Bible is saying that the pastors, the shepherds, must seek out the sheep that were lost. I've not been coming to church and nobody looked for me. Who did you tell that because of a problem you can't come to church? There must be somebody that you can tell. Amen? So that the person can also tell your cell leader. And you see, the truth of the matter is, every cell is supposed to be from about 7 to 15 people. Now, if it's 7 to 15 people, then it means that you must have a personal relationship with your cell leader. Such that if there is something, it should be very easy for you to call your cell leader. And every cell is expected to have a WhatsApp group or something. Amen? By which you are able to relate to every one of the cell members. And you know, having a WhatsApp group, there are rules. A cell, you see, you can't put on your cell platform political something. Amen? You can't put the campaign of Kennedy Japan and Baumia on yourself. How many understand what I'm talking about? You can't put on the cell the fight between Give the Lord an amen. People are trending. You know, there are times when people fight just to trend. You can't put it on the cell WhatsApp platform. The cell WhatsApp platform is specifically to deal with the church and its affairs. How many understand what I'm talking about? And you can't post church gossip on the WhatsApp platform. I have heard. You didn't hear anything. How many understand what I'm talking about? Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. So we must care deeply about the sheep, not just to seek to build a big church. So, you see, there are times people think that pastors of big churches don't care. No. Every big church is small, many small churches in a big church. Amen. Every big church is comprised of many small churches. Every cell is a church. Every cell is a church. In fact, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in your name, I'm there in your midst. Amen? So once you have two people, hey, and that is why for us, 7 to at most 15 people must be the cell. When it hits 15, it must divide. Amen? It's very important. So that there can be reaching out. Now, Jesus said this in John chapter 21. And verse 15. John chapter 21 verse 15. Jesus, after he rose from the dead, he had always been telling the disciples to preach the gospel. Then Peter decided to call the other disciples, apostles, and say, Charlie, me now, I have resigned full time. I'm going fishing. And because he was the leader, all the other apostles followed him. And they went fishing. And when they went fishing, they didn't catch anything. And at midnight, at dawn, or early the wee hours of the morning, they saw somebody on the beach. And the person had bread and was smoking fish. And they could see the thing. And when they saw it, they realized that no, this was Jesus. So they came down. And when they came, Jesus had prepared food for them. They were hungry. From verse 15. He says, so when they had dined, so Jesus waited. And after they had eaten. Because there are some things you don't talk about when people are hungry. Amen? When people are hungry and you are saying some things they don't hear. How many understand what I'm talking about? That's why, you see, at times the politicians, they are not sensitive. When people are hungry, you give them food to eat. You don't incite them. How many are here with me? I don't like trouble. I am for peace. It's only when I speak that... So, John chapter 21 from verse 15. He says, so when they are dying, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these your brothers? Simon said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Then the verse 16, he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said unto him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said unto him, tend my sheep. Amen. Tend my sheep. Then you can just say, tend my sheep. Then the verse 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved. Because listen, if in just one conversation you are asked the first time, I can imagine if my wife should ask me, do you love me? And I say, I love you. And the next 5 minutes, do you love me? What have I done to make you start asking these questions? I'm sure by this time, the denial Peter denied Jesus started ringing. Oh, Jesus, I wept. I confessed my sins. I repented. So he said, Jesus, now, I'm leaving it to you. You are the one who knows. Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you are the one who knows. And you know I love you. Then Jesus said, feed my sheep. 3 different statements he made. Feed my lambs. Lambs are small. Feed them. Lambs take milk. Then he says, tend my sheep. Tending sheep means you have to make sure you take out the ticks and the fleas. Now, if you've taken care of sheep before, like I told you, I know it. They have fleas and ticks that get on their skin. And there are times these fleas and ticks suck their blood. So if you love them, what you do is once a while you raise the skin and you take on the ticks and the fleas. Now, David, who was a shepherd, in Psalm 23 says, he anoints my head with oil. Now, that he anoints my head with oil, he was talking about sheep. What happens is that when the oil is smeared on the head, because the ticks and the fleas, where they like to settle power are the head here. And they suck the blood from there. So when he rubs the oil on the head of the sheep, the ticks and the fleas fall out. So when David was saying he anoints my head with oil, he's saying that what you do is, once you anoint me, it takes care of the demons. All the demons fall off. And this coming week, you are going to receive fresh oil. I can't wait to minister to you this week. You are not giving me vim at all. This week is your week. Tell somebody, this week is my week. So Jesus tells Peter, not only do I want you to feed the lambs, but I want you to this time tend them. Give attention and care to them. And then he says, feed my sheep now. So take care of the small ones. Be very particular about them. And then feed the grown-ups. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. So what it means is that some of the flock will need multiple visits. And one visit may not do the job. So some of the flock, you need to visit them and visit them and visit them and continue believing with them. There is this pastor who fell sick and somebody connected them to me. And they went to Dubai and, you know, for treatment from the UK and all that. And they would write and tell me all the problems. And mommy and I would pray with them. Every step of the way, they will write the problems. So I kept praying with them. They kept receiving one miracle. They were supposed to be operated. The UK doctors had done all the tests. They only went there because they were on the NHS list and it was taking long. And now if you have your money, you can go and you get your... So they reached out. So all the tests proved that they needed to do the operation. But by the time we had prayed for some time, they redid the test. And they found out that all the things that had been written, they couldn't locate those things in their bodies again. So they did a second test. They couldn't locate it. They brought them back to the UK. The UK did another test. And then they said, okay, every 2-3 months, they will do another test. And they were serious situations. So this family kept contacting me. So I started taking them as lambs. I started just praying with them. Then now from there, I began to bring them to the place of teaching them how to exercise their faith. And so I kept teaching them to exercise their faith. So they write to me, pray for me. And I said, no, we are not going to pray. We are going to thank God for what he has done for you. Amen. So they started out as lambs. I started tending for them. And then I got them to a place where I was feeding them as sheep. And we did all this by WhatsApp. How many understand what I'm talking about? Give the Lord praise. Give them praise. So ministering the word alone does not show love to people. And that is why we assign the cell leaders to visit you. Because our visitation will show three things. Our visitation will show three things. Number one, will show love. Number two, will bring the ministry of the word. And number three, prayer. Some of you are taking notes, so let me give it to you again. Our visitation is supposed to accomplish three things. Number one is supposed to show love. Our visitation is supposed to show love. Number two, our visitation is supposed to bring the ministry of the word to you in the home. And number three, our visitation is supposed to bring prayer. Amen. So John the Apostle in 1 John chapter 3 verse 18, 1 John 3 verse 18 says, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Amen. So the purpose of our visit is to make sure that our love for you is not muff-muff. Amen. Some people, their love is muff-muff. Some people, they love their wife, but it's maf-maf love. Some wives, they love their husband, but it's maf-maf. Love must be put in action. It must be indeed. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Because the truth of the matter is, your visit may leave an indelible mark on the one visited. Your visit may leave an indelible mark on the one visited. It's important to remember that Jesus himself, when he was on earth here, he visited people. He visited homes. Amen. In Luke chapter 10 verse 39. Luke chapter 10 verse 39. The Bible tells us that Martha had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Jesus visited the home of Lazarus. And when he visited the home of Lazarus, there was Mary and Martha. And Mary sat at the feet of Jesus. Jesus visited homes. Amen. The Bible tells us how Jesus visited the house of Jairus. Amen. He visited the house of Jairus. Jesus visited the house of Zacchaeus. Jesus visited the house of Zacchaeus. Beloved, the apostles loved to visit houses. They loved to visit houses. In Acts chapter 2 verse 46. Acts chapter 2 verse 46. He says, so continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart. They continued daily in the temple and broke bread from house to house. They went to the homes. They visited. Acts chapter 20 verse 20, where we started. He says, Paul says, how I kept back nothing that was helpful, but proclaimed to you and taught you publicly and from house to house. Very important. So, it's important to remember that Jesus visited, the apostles visited. Visitation brings you near to the sheep. Visitation brings you near to the sheep. D.L. Moody was a very anointed evangelist of yesteryears. And one day someone asked him, how do you reach people? And D.L. Moody said, go for them. Amen. So the best way to reach sinners is to go for them. To go for them in their homes. Go for them. Amen. There are many people that we can attend to by our visits that we cannot reach by any other way. Amen. It's not everybody we invite to church who will come. And the truth of the matter is, sinners don't come to church. Did you hear me? Sinners don't come to church. And Jesus was not crucified amongst two pews. He was crucified among two thieves, among sinners. He went to the sinners, and one of them went with him to heaven. Amen. In Luke chapter 14, verse 23, the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house may be filled. One of the ways of reaching people is to visit them. Beloved, there are many who will never attend church service or any church organized program or a crusade or any church special meeting. However, everybody has where they live. If they are even sleeping in a kiosk, it is their abode. Amen. And when you visit somebody's house, as a cell leader, don't go and condemn the house. Hey, it's not chaos, moon, or that. Hey, everybody has to start at a point. Amen. If I should show you, my sister is here, she will tell you. When we used to live at Choco Hair, there was no toilet in the house here. We used to go to. These days, they say we shouldn't say so many things. The beach. And whilst you are something, you see the pigs, if you are not careful, they will think that your something is part of the things that are brought. Amen. That's where we started. I don't live in Choco anymore. How many understand what I'm talking about? You know, there are times I meet some of my Choco guys and they say, hey, God has been good. But one of them, you know, Professor Abuchi, he used to live in Choco. You see, Apia, the footballer, he used to live in Choco. Humphrey, the big time road contractor. He used to live in Choco. But God has been good to us. We started from Choco, but that's not where we are anymore. How many understand what I'm talking about? So that, and I remember, I led Humphrey to Christ. And he was telling me the other day, said, I'll never forget. You witnessed to me at Choco and you took me to church at North Carnation. And we walked all the way. And what I will never forget is, you didn't even buy water on the road. Charlie, name me Nili. That's where we started from. How many understand what I'm talking about? So, wherever the person is, they must be visited. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. And the truth of the matter is, there are some poor people who are afraid to enter a church, especially a church like our own. They think, in fact, when you go into our community, people think that only rich people come to this church. It's good and bad. That testimony is good and bad. It's good because, richness is good. But the bad thing is that it makes some poor people afraid. So when you go out and they say that your church is made up of rich people, say yes. However, most of them came poor. And God changed their story. Including our archbishop. Amen. Including our archbishop started poor and God changed the story. In the same way, God is able to turn the nobodies into somebodies. Give him praise, give him thanks, give him praise. And that is why, for some of you, once a while, take some of your wardrobe out. Take some of the clothes you don't use. Bring them to us in the church. Let us pack them there. So that when people come for altar call, some of the people, once we see how they, we should be able to give them an opportunity to pick some 5 clothes. Be. Amen? Oh, you need to hear me. Clothes and shoes, so that they can also come to church. Nice. Amen? There are some who don't have transport. That is why in ourselves, we encourage ourselves to give offerings so that the offerings in the cell can be used to transport, some of it can be used to transport people to church. Listen, the key to your financial breakthrough is giving. I'm telling you, the key to your financial breakthrough is giving. When we went to Burkina, there's this apostle there, Apostle Karabiri. We went to visit him. And he talked about when God called him and the things God showed him. I mean, when you mention, they call him Papa Karambiri. When you, every French country, they know him. He is the Ogboro in the French countries. He said, when God gave me the vision about the things I was supposed to do, he said, I didn't know how. Then I was privileged to go to a conference at Oral Roberts University. And Oral Roberts spoke about seed faith. He said that was the turning point in my life. He said he has a big television station. He has probably the largest single church in Ouagadougou. And he said, what has brought this about is giving and receiving. And when we were leaving, he took out $5,000. He said, Archbishop, this is my seed to you. $1,000. How many understand? Don't work charismatic about that. Because me, before the money landed into my hands, already I have a budget that me, because I'm going for an outreach in Senegal before the year is over. And I'm thinking, so don't make arithmetic. And that outreach is not going to bring returns to me. But the key to your financial breakthrough is giving and receiving. Amen? And so you come to church Sunday, And maybe Tuesday, some of you cry Tuesday, you don't come. And then you go to cell meeting and you have a problem of giving an offering in your cell. But they took offering in the church. They want to take an offering in the cell. Master, there are people who must be saved. There are people that must be birthed to this place. Some of you have funny ideas about the offerings we take here. Look at the number of people. If everybody even gave 10 CDs. The truth of the matter is, isn't everybody who gives 10 CDs? There are some who give 1 CD. You'll be shocked that coins were the enemy. But the Archbishop, he will start. In June, our electricity bill was 113,000 Ghana cedis. As the CEO of DCG, Bonnie Ben, what sin have we committed? So, if you are calculating, take two offerings in the first service, take two offerings in the second service. If everybody is giving 10 cedis, you are working arithmetic. You are working arithmetic on the offering. Ubu offering unda. The truth of the matter is the key, and some of you, you've got to purpose in your mind. Look, don't let anybody deceive you. You've got to purpose in your mind that you will give. Because the key, I have not seen anybody yet who is a Christian who has received. Look, hard work is good. You must work so that God will bless what you work with. My beloved, Jesus said, give, it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will he cause men to give to your bosom. The Apostle Paul said, he who gives bountifully will reap bountifully. He who gives sparsely will reap sparsely. Amen. So, when you are going, you see, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul, he says on the Sabbath day, on the first day of the week, when you are going for service, prepare an offering. I told you last week, some politicians, between now to December, and some of the monies people give for politics, you can't believe it. How much are you giving for the kingdom? As the person sitting by you, how much are you giving for the kingdom of God? Somebody said he gave 250 pickups in one season for his party. As the person, how many motorbikes have you given? Do your math like this. When you ask the person, how many motorbikes have you given? Amen. I can see some of you. You know, I've been prophesying to your prophetic destiny. Not today. I've been prophesying that some of you will give verses. I've been prophesying that some of you will give land. I've been prophesying that some of you will give houses. So it is not because of something I heard, that is why I've been prophesying over the years. Because for me, you must be blessed more than you are now, so that you can be a blessing to the kingdom of God. May that be your testimony. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. And so, we must be blessed to give. So when you are going to the cell meeting, Master, but 200 cedis be two bottoms of my offering. 100 cedis be, 50 cedis be. Put some 200, 500, 15 people, and your offering is 70 cedis in your cell meeting. Is God owing you? Why? Why are you treating God like he's a beggar? You're going to cell meeting. You are 15 people. And your offering is 70 cedis.
There are times I look at the report, I say, why?
Am I preaching some Bible?
Because in Malachi, God addresses the children of Israel. He said, will you, you know, some of the people were going to give offering in the church. And they will give a lamb that had a broken leg, a lamb that the eye. He said, will you give that to your governor? In Malachi chapter 1. He said, will you give that to your governor? So why then do you bring that to God? In the same way. Charlie, I'm not the president. But if I were to come to your house, if you didn't have a fowl, you go and look for some. Some of you want to do kebab for me. No, so. Some of the plates that you cry, you don't eat inside, you go and get it. Because the archbishop is visiting your house. Why? Because I'm somebody you honor. I know you honor me. Put your hands together for yourself. Ask the person sitting by, or you don't. Ask the person, or you don't. Okay. Tell the person, if you didn't clap, then you are suspect. And you're going to your cell meeting. And you are giving an offering to God. And you are 15. And you give 70 cedis. And you are 10. And you give 70 cedis. Oh. So God looks at you. Is this my daughter? This my son? Ungrateful. God has been good to you. I said, God has been good to you. And he will continue to be good to you. I prophesy God's goodness in your life. I prophesy God's goodness in your marriage. I prophesy God's goodness in your business. I prophesy that your children will end well. I prophesy that whatever attack the devil has attacked your children, it will be broken in the name of Jesus. And your children will be fruitful and multiplied. Give the Lord praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. And so visitation is important. So allow us to visit you. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Okay. I'm going to take you to Burkina Faso. And then I'm going to pray for the sick. It's very important for me you watch this. So if my video people are ready, can you go take me to Burkina Faso?
Flow through your hands. And
heal you.
Et te guérir.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Père, au nom de Jésus.
Amen, je te jure.
Thank you for your miracle working power.
Merci pour la puissance qui opère des miracles.
I celebrate you because you are the miracle worker.
Je te célèbre parce que tu es le faiseur de
miracles.
And Lord, tonight, I'm not a healer.
Seigneur, et cette nuit, je suis pas celui qui guérit.
You are the healer.
Toi, tu es le guérisseur.
Yam la marda.
And so right now.
Et c'est pourquoi maintenant.
Stretch forth your hands to heal.
Tend ta main pour guérir.
Whatever you couldn't do.
Ce que tu ne pouvais pas faire.
Begin to do it.
Commence à le faire maintenant.
There's a miracle there. There is a miracle there. Yes. Bring Mama to me. Oh, the power of the Lord.
Oh, la puissance de Dieu.
Present here. The power of the Lord.
There
is another miracle there.
There is
another miracle there.
Bring me.
Yes, yes. Bring me there.
Come.
Bring me the stick.
Amen.
You came with that. Bring me that stick faster. Bring me that stick. Mama. What was wrong with you? Stand this way.
say that her leg was paining her.
For how long?
Depuis combien de temps? Non, depuis ici, from 20 years ago.
For 20 years?
Yeah.
She should show me how she came.
Yam the king.
This is how Mama used to walk. This is how Mama used to walk with a stick. Now, Mama, give me your stick. And Mama 10. And let's go. 20 years. 20 years. 20 years. The power of the Lord is present to heal. 20 years. Mama, come back. 20 years. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. Give it to Jesus. You can do it better than that. Yes, Mama.
Mama.
What was wrong with you?
Qu'est-ce qui n'allait pas avec vous? Okay, her leg was just paining her.
For how long?
Depuis
combien de
temps? 2 years.
2 years.
Ouais.
This is a stick. Mama, so show me how you used to walk with a stick.
Vous marchez comment?
This
is how Mama used to come with a stick. Mama, now lift up your stick. And Mama, let's go. The power of the Lord. The power of the Lord. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. 2 years. The power of the Lord. Mama, let's go. 2 years. Without the stick, she couldn't walk. Now look at Mama. The power of the Lord. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. Give it to Jesus. That lady couldn't walk on her own. She's walking by herself.
Elle marche elle-même.
What was wrong with her?
Qu'est-ce qui n'allait pas avec elle? Elle pouvait pas marcher.
Uh-huh. From this year she couldn't walk.
Mais maintenant elle peut marcher.
Now she can walk.
Now she can walk.
Voilà.
Walk to
donc,
me and let me
voir.
From this year she couldn't walk.
Cette année,
now she's walking. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Acclamez le Seigneur.
Oh, you can do it better
acclamez
than that.
Acclamez
give the Lord praise. She couldn't walk.
Elle pouvait pas marcher.
Now she's walking.
Maintenant, elle marche.
The power of the Lord
la de Dieu
is present to
elle
heal.
Ici.
Give the Lord praise.
Donne gloire à Dieu.
She walked by herself all
elle
from the back.
De là où elle était jusqu'ici.
Thank you, Lord, for touching her.
Dieu parfait a guéri ça. Vas-y, vas-y. Vous pouvez acclamer plus
amen
que cela.
Give it to Jesus.
This one from a good 18 months.
You feel the name after the name of the man.
Why is he crying?
Pourquoi tu pleures?
Pourquoi tu pleures? Elle est dans la joie.
She's happy.
Yes, she's happy.
I walk here, let
donc,
me see.
Marcher.
Walk here,
faut
let
marcher
me see. Run, let me see.
Faut marcher.
Run, let me see.
Vas-y et reviens.
Run.
Cours. Faut courir. Faut courir
run
si tu peux. Cours.
Oh, give the Lord a mighty
clap. Acclamez le Seigneur. Acclamez le Seigneur. For 10 years.
For 10 years, mommy couldn't walk.
10 years.
Mama, let's go.
10
years.
Hallelujah.
Mama couldn't walk.
10
give the Lord a mighty clap of it. Only Jesus can do this.
Même Jésus peut faire ça.
Give him a mighty clap of it. 10 years.
This one was
for how long?
Depuis combien de temps?
You wait 2 hours. Two years.
And it has disappeared.
It has disappeared.
Hallelujah.
She couldn't feel her leg.
For how long? Depuis combien de temps?
For a long time.
From childhood, there was no feeling in the leg.
And she happened to have two children, the same problem with her.
The children also don't feel their legs.
Yeah.
But now she can feel it. Let's walk here. Let's walk here.
Oh,
give the Lord a mighty clap of it. Give it to Jesus.
Acclamez le Seigneur.
Appréciez Jésus. Is that all you can do for Jesus? She's so happy. Let's go. Yes, let's go. Tears of joy. Let's go.
From childhood,
she couldn't feel her leg. Now she can feel her leg. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. Give it to Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
wherever she go, there were water that was coming here.
Oh,
but see,
water was.
Yes, but it couldn't
no, no,
her
no.
neck.
Listen, listen, listen.
Écoutez.
This is awesome.
Ça c'était comme
this lady
le café.
Had water coming from her neck.
Il y avait de l'eau qui sortait de son cou.
And now the water has ceased.
Maintenant l'eau est arrêtée.
Oh!
Alléluia.
Only Jesus can do
this.
The sore is healed.
Elle voit qu'elle est guérie.
Give the Lord a mighty clap. How many years?
9 years.
9 years.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Awesome, 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 awesome. As I watched, my eyes are filled with tears. Now, some of the miracles, the way they captioned it is, for the lady who said she couldn't feel her legs, that means she was completely paralyzed, waist down, no feeling, so she couldn't get up. The legs, she couldn't move it. And then suddenly God gives life into the legs. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. The last testimony we took, when I started interviewing the lady, her veil was, and I touched her veil. It was wet with pus. So she just took it and threw it. It was wet with pus because the thing has been watering. And God healed the thing. Only Jesus can do that. Give him praise. Give him praise. Whatever miracle you are believing God for, will you stand? Let me pray for you right now. Whatever miracle you are believing God for. If you are sick, lay one hand where you are hurting. And let us pray. If it's the whole body, if you are believing for somebody, put your hand on your forehead. Let me pray with you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our resurrected King, you are the miracle working God. Lord, your power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Take authority over every attack of the devil against your people. I bind every spirit of eye problem, every spirit of ear problem, every spirit of back problem, every spirit of waist problem, every spirit of cancer, every spirit of depression and mental problem, I command you to be bound. In the name of Jesus. And I ask that you be set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Whatever challenge you are battling with, whatever challenge is in your family, whether it's your spouse, whether it's your children, whether it's your parents, I bind it in the name of Jesus. And right now, I ask God's miracle working power to flow through you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, to flow through your family. And by proxy, let your people receive their miracle in the name of Jesus. Touch your people and give your people a testimony. Whatever breakthrough your people are believing you for, let it happen for them. In Jesus' name, we call it done. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. Bow down your head with me. If you are here, and you want your sins forgiven, I want to pray with you. You want your sins forgiven? Lift up one hand. I'm going to pray with you. You want God to forgive your sins? Lift up one hand. You backslided? You want to be set free? Lift up your hand. I'm going to pray with you. You have a habit. You want it broken off your life? Lift up your hand. Whilst our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, lift up your hand. Will you lift up your two hands? May God cause His face to shine upon you. May His favor rest upon you. May He bless the work of your hands. May you succeed in the coming week like never before. Go in the power of the Lord.
Feel free to get in touch with us on social media and share your story on how God is impacting your life. You can also follow Bishop Chafet Nassari on Twitter, C as in Nassari, and like our Facebook page, Bishop Chafet Nassari. Remember, the Ajinasari is one word and not hyphenated, and look for the name that has a blue tick to show it's verified. Help us spread the word. Tell your friends, loved ones, and families about our podcast on Google Play Store, Podbean, and on iTunes. Stay blessed.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 2676 7655 +233 2676 7655 or send an email to info@godswordforus.com info@godswordforus.com.